Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah. What is today? Wednesday?
Can you believe already? January 9th. I just cannot believe it's flying by.
It is flying by. And very, very excited about our show today. You and I had a planning session, I guess, if you will, over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Kind of talking about kind of the direction of the show for the new year. And I'm really excited about, you know, the vision of really, really blending more kind of heart and soul and into this gift that you have to the world of real estate, because as we know, your story is a gift, all that you've been through, like so many of us,
we all have a story, right?
Yeah, and real estate, what we talked about, and I know we're going to kind of develop over the next few weeks and months this year, is really the unique position you've been in as a real estate broker to be intimately involved in people's lives, and what a blessing that is and what a high calling that is, not only for real estate agents, but all of us, you know, as we connect with people in business, there's a higher calling to that, isn't there?
Absolutely, and that's the fun part of it. It really is, to make a difference. And I always say real estate's the vehicle. But when you've done something long enough, you become an expert at it, too. Practice an expert in time.
Yeah.
And, it's absolutely wonderful. I think that's the best part about it, because it's all about relationships and connections and how we can move people forward, right, to accomplish their dreams. So,
and adding value. Yep, adding value to people. You know, I think, honestly, if we wake up, you know, every morning, and our goal is to add value to everybody we meet somehow, some way. And I heard somebody once say, if it's just, you know, you can give a gift to everybody you meet if it's just a smile or if it's just a blessing. As you walk by somebody, just go, and you can get carried away because you walk by a lot of people. But and just be other-oriented. And as you walk by somebody, just go, you know what, bless them today, Lord. Bless that person today. If you just offer a blessing, that's a gift to somebody.
And don't expect anything back. We were in D.C. on my birthday last month, and Kenny and Anna and I were going looking for an Italian restaurant. We didn't realize how many places were closed where we were, because we were in, not too far from the White House. And I kept, hi to everybody. You know, and Kenny's like, why do you do that to everybody? I said, I always do that to everybody. Well, Mom, they're not even, I'm like, I don't care. You know, and the big thing is not to take offense if they don't hi and smile back, because some might have their earplugs in and you don't see it. Somebody might be deaf, right? Somebody might have had the bad thing happen and they're zoning out. So you don't. The big thing is to serve and to give, but not expect, not get upset if you don't get back, right? Get back.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But really, that's what I think life is. God really wants us to do is to serve and give. And it's pretty fun. So we tie all this in, and we're kind of, you know, always wanted to tie it in more and more. And you get the business side and the other sides, you know, spiritual side, and people say you can't mix the two together. And I'm like, bah humbug, yes you can.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun. I can't. It's all good. It's all good. And some of the things we were going to go over today a little bit about, if you're on the fence about buying or selling, this is the first part of our show, then some tips to help you decide why you might not be sure. and if it's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, because and you know, just little tips. And we have a lot of workshops you can sign on to and get on to if you want to go to realtyuniversal.com. We never have enough time to go over everything on our show, and but we're excited to bring the show to you. So yeah, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. Some of the things we talk about are a little different, and that's what we want it to be. We don't want it to be like everyone else, right?
Yeah, and we just surf the tops of the waves, if you will, in terms of all the information, and we encourage you to go to realtyuniversal.com for much more information. Realtyuniversal.com is the website, and we are going to have a packed show today. In fact,
I can't wait.
Text messages right now and Facebook messages. People are listening as we speak. And we're going to be in the second half hour joined by a good friend, John Griffin. And he is, man, he's got a degrees in leadership. And, I mean, he is one of the he's an amazing leadership coach guy. And he's going to kind of walk us through with some other people. And you and I are going to be involved in this. Kind of a virtual mastermind group, you know, the idea of we're in this thing together. We need to work together, and one way to do that is a mastermind group. And so John's going to join us in a few minutes, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to actually let him kind of facilitate what a mastermind group kind of might look like, and we're going to be on one of your favorite topics, Natalie, which is the law of consistency, because I know you're a big, big, big proponent of being consistent in everything you do, right?
I love it. I love it. You know, we're creatures of habit, and consistency makes a difference, and people expect it, too. It makes everything easier. Whatever you're doing, practice makes perfect, and consistency helps that all along. Consistency and integrity, the C and the I.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that because I've been into other mastermind groups over the years, and a mastermind group can be on anything, you know. Usually it's people that are, you know, top in their field or getting into the field, and people want to brainstorm, which they'll tell us more about when we get started on that. But it doesn't just apply, it can apply to any business or any group. You can have people, it can be business people, it could be doctors, it could be, you know, whatever. And
yep.
And they'll go over that later. And that's something, too, on our show. When we go and we talk about real estate and we tie it into other issues, it's tied in together. It doesn't always just have to be only on real estate. You know, you can apply some of the principles that we teach to anything in life.
Absolutely.
And the topic right now is if you're on the fence about buying or selling. Now, if you're in a situation, you know you want to buy and you know you want to, or you know you want to sell, and you don't have any questions, and your heart and your soul tell you this is what I'm doing, then go for it. You're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to be protected with contracts and dotting your I's and crossing your T's and checking out everything, you know, the areas, the neighborhoods, the schools, the EPA inspections, you know, do all your standard crossing I's and dotting T's, and, of course,
yeah,
check with an attorney or check with the real estate broker who uses the forms that are board certified, which are usually prepared. Well, actually, most of the forms that the boards use are prepared by attorneys. So you just want to cover yourself. What we're talking about today is for the person that's saying, I don't know if I want to sell. I don't know if I want to buy. You know that sitting on the fence feeling?
I hate that feeling.
But everybody gets there at times, and people
yep.
get stuck, you know? And,
yep.
and you know, you have a lot of married couples that, you know, one says, yes, let's buy. The other one says, don't buy, right? And I remember stories over the years of a gentleman, George Phillips, who's in his 80s and recently passed. I've known for years and years, and his wife passed 3 years before him. He used to always say, oh, my gosh, in Hawaii, when I was in the military, I had the option. This is back after Pearl Harbor days. I mean, he said, I had the chance to buy property for, like, next to nothing, couple thousand dollar lots. I mean, next to nothing back then. And he said his wife was like, no, we're not doing it. And he stuck by his wife. And now, then he wished he did, you know, 50 years later. But that's just the way things are. You know, you have to respect decisions that are made as a couple, et cetera, and you should respect it. But what we're talking about is when you think you want to do it, but you're not sure and you're on the offense, it's really important to see if there's a reason you're doing that. Is it your intuition or is it fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real. So fear isn't usually something you want to let. You don't want fear to stop you from moving forward to buy or sell, unless there's a good reason for the fear. And that's what you want to decipher and figure out, is this my intuition talking to me or is it fear? And I do think that if you're having those concerns, you don't want to forge ahead until you address the concerns and figure out why you're feeling this way. Now, if it's the first time you've ever bought anything or the first time you ever sold, it could just be that you're having the heebie-jeebies, you know, because you're just not used to it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
but it's
kind
better
of,
to figure it out and know. And again, what I'm saying right now doesn't apply to anybody that goes, I know what I want. I'm not questioning that. You know, so we have all these different times in our lives. So that's where we just wanted to mention, you know, it could be intuition or it could be fear. You want to make sure it's your intuition and it's not fear unless there's a good reason. I found with people over the years when they're buying a house, if it's the house for them, they tend to go back, constantly keep driving by it, constantly keep thinking about it, constantly be drawn to it, you know. And that's a really good sign that that's a good house for you. Of course, you still need to do your dot your I's and cross your T's and check out all the other things, because if there's something majorly wrong with the house or something with the area that's not going to work or the schools, then you may take it off your list. But if your heart's going back and back to it, then that's a really good sign that that's a house to buy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Good point, yep.
So we're just talking mainly about the feeling side of it when people are not sure. You know, when you're going to sell, if it's something you just absolutely have loved forever and you love the area and you love the house, maybe it doesn't make sense and something's telling you don't want to sell, don't let anyone push you into selling because, I mean, of course, there's many other reasons why somebody may have to sell. Don't let them push you into it if you're definitely inside knowing you don't want to do it. So it's just a quick call today because we're really excited about getting on to our next part of the show today. But just tips to listen to your heart, listen to your soul, and it has nothing to do with all the due diligence, the regular paperwork, and you're going to have mounds of paperwork, trust me, and, you know, and all that. But this is just really, you know, feel really good about it. Don't you want to do your goal setting and see what you really wanted and didn't want. But the worst thing you could do is just jump into it because you said, okay, I need to do this right now, you know. And
that's the buying side. The selling side, again, like you say, it's kind of you break it into a couple of parts. One is the, you know, does this deal pencil? You know, is it financially wise? And then there's the feeling side, the intuition side, and processing, you know, the fears or, you know, the feelings that you have. I know for me on the, you know, and I think, you know, you and I have had this conversation. I'm kind of a case study. You know, we've got a home that we're underwater in, but we have a good tenant. And I've just kind of been kind of like, you know what, forget the cheese I want out of the mousetrap, you know. And yet your counsel has been to me if you have a good tenant who's paying, you know, making the mortgage payment, why not ride it out a while? You know, be patient. I know you've kind of encouraged me in that regard, and I think we've decided to do that because that just makes sense. I think for me it was fear, just the fear of, you know, coming underwater more and more and just, you know, being in a situation that's going to be untenable. And so I kind of processed that, and I want to thank you for that because...
You're welcome.
You know, I kind of processed it and said, you know, I think it is just my fear of falling more underwater and just never being able to sell this house, you know. And I think at this point, you know, like you say, real estate is always a good investment and, you know...
Yeah, I think it makes sense to keep it. Exactly. Or sometimes, you know, things get tighter, we get stressed, and then all of a sudden we start making decisions we shouldn't make, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, again, the phone number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. You can.
And we're getting ready almost to switch over. We're just whetting your appetite on these other topics. So if you want more information, please go to realtyuniversal.com also and sign up and request more information on this topic we talked about today, and we'll be happy to send some out to you.
Absolutely. We would love to do that and love to hear from you. And, again, our phone number, 347-945-5428. Why don't we take a break, and then we are going to be back, and John Griffin is going to join us, and we're going to begin to talk about masterminding groups and how we can really work together to, you know, to kind of come alongside each other and make each other better, and a mastermind group is a great way to do that. So we'll be back right after this. Stand by.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind, knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan in a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Yes, sir, the Meister, the life plan Meister himself, Michael Hyatt, of course, and Thomas Nelson Publishers. Randy Zachary, my name. Welcome back to Realty Universal Radio, and the number to call, 347-945-5428. Natalie Mullinex, of course, with us, president and CEO, founder. Can you be a president and CEO? I guess
Of course.
There you go.
You could be secretary, treasurer, and the whole list, but no, thank you.
And I know often in business, we are all of the above. And we've been talking about it now, and I am very, very excited to have John Griffin with us. He is a John Maxwell certified coach, teacher, and speaker, does workshops, seminars, keynote speaking, and 18 years experience, various levels of business, Fortune 100 companies, spanning roles in engineering, supply chain management, marketing, CEO and publisher at Texas Senior Guides, my goodness, on and on, a BS degree in industrial engineering and an MBA in leadership and organizational management, and John Griffin joins us now. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Randy and Natalie. Thank you all so much for having me.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Looks like we've got two other folks on the line as well, and we'll get to them here in just a moment as we kind of move into this virtual mastermind group role play that we're going to be doing. And John, why don't you kind of why don't you lay some groundwork for folks who are listening and might not, you know, the mastermind term might be a little kind of scary to them. What is a mastermind group?
Well, it is scary for some people. Actually, it's the simplest terms that I've told people before that A lot of people think it's just a book study. I explain that, you know, mastermind, there is always a subject, usually surrounding a book just for thought, but if it is a book, it's a book study on steroids. The power of, and the power of the mastermind is where you bring this unique group, you know, of like-minded individuals that are really hyper-focused on taking the results to the next level in every area of their life. And so when you bring the diversity of thought of a broad group of people together, you get a powerful cohesion there called a mastermind. In other words, you're not just thinking through the lens of your own bias, but now you're able to bring and broaden what you're learning through the eyes and the bias of other people. And so you get that diversity of thought. And so it's a very powerful way to go through your growth plan.
Well, interesting. And then, yeah, collaborating together.
Yeah, we've talked about the power of collaboration and how, you know, we're really in this thing together, and we make each other better. And just to kind of a housekeeping moment here, everybody, this is unlike a kind of a call where you get on and you're muted. Everybody is you're live with us now on the air, and so you know, anything you do in the background, any kind of noise or whatnot is going to be heard. So if you would just be aware that absolutely right now everybody is on the air, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 callers. And so welcome everybody. The virtual mastermind group is on, and I think John, we're going to just turn this thing over to you and let you facilitate, and we will be the facilitatees, if you will.
Great. Well, thank you. First of all, I will kind of do a roll call here in a second just to make sure who all we have on the line. But as we get into this, so that people aren't lost as we're going through this, we are specifically covering as if we have already been together as a group. In this particular group, we haven't, and that's why I'm excited to even learn what the thoughts of these powerful players that called in today. But what we're going to be covering is basically Chapter 5, which is the Law of Consistency out of John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth.
Mm.
And so typically what we would do if we were a group together is I would start the call or our meeting off by allowing people to share what are some of the meaningful steps that you took over the past week. That provided you either some challenges or successes so that we could encourage you or get happy with you about the successes during the week. And so also for our time purposes, we won't do that, but that's typically what we would do at the beginning of our mastermind time together so that we're not just jumping into a new study, but we're actually kind of putting some bookends on the previous week's learnings and seeing it put into place.
Excellent.
And so it's very powerful. That's the other aspect of a mastermind that's really powerful. And we'll end our time today asking people what are some meaningful steps that they will take this week. And that's where some of the accountability comes in.
Can I ask a quick question? Chiming in?
Absolutely.
Since I wasn't in the thing last week and I don't have the book in front of me on a mastermind, what you're talking about is reviewing, and it's consistency. And is that going to be that anything that's happened to in the last week, your consistency, no matter what gets in your way, too? Is that going to be part of it? Like the showing that you're being consistent? I'm jumping ahead a little.
Yeah. Well, for example, last week we would have covered the law of reflection.
Okay.
And where you're doing a lot of looking for insights into your daily agenda, into the things that are happening throughout your day, to what should you start doing, stop doing, change, apply. And so that would have been more of the questions to begin our time today of going, you know, what did you learn through your time of reflection this week. What meaningful actions came out of that time during this week? And so the folks who called in today, I had just asked if they would read the Law of Consistency. I'm sure they've read it several times now because we're all on the John Maxwell team.
Fantastic.
And every one of these people could be doing this facilitation. So I got the luck of the draw, and so I'm the facilitator today. I feel all powerful.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So, but just for purposes of making sure who all's here, I believe we have Bridget. Is that
yes,
right,
sir?
Bridget? Excellent.
Absolutely.
And
hi,
Danny?
Hello,
Danny.
John.
Excellent. Danny's here, and Alan?
Hi, Alan.
Yeah, Alan Dorsey Jr., he's here.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Excellent. And Barry Smith?
Hi, Mary
Smith.
John.
How are you guys doing?
Barry Smith.
Right on.
Barry Smith, wow.
And then Dorothy?
Dorothy,
hi, Dorothy.
Here in Arizona. Thank you.
Hi, Dorothy.
Yay. Okay,
hey.
So I think we've got everybody. Now, did I miss anybody that had joined in that I didn't know about? Great. So what we're going to do is we'll go through the Law of Consistency, and to give you an idea, since you know the audience probably hasn't read this and doesn't know what this is really all about. Again, in Chapter 5 of John's 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, the Law of Consistency. What John says about that, when I say John, not me, John Maxwell. He says, motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. And so there's a little bit of a difference there that we'll hone in on today as we go through this. But it's motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. And the way he structured the chapter was basically with four overarching questions, is how he outlined the chapter for us to look at. How can we best be consistent day in and day out? Because he said success lies in our daily agenda, and that's what the Law of Consistency is about. And not only is success in our daily agenda, but so is failure. If we're doing wrong things over and over and over, that's just as bad. So his four questions that he came up with are, do you know what you need to improve? Do you know how you are supposed to improve, and do you know why you want to keep improving, and do you know when you are supposed to improve? Mm. And so the chapter's structured throughout those four main questions. And so for purposes of our time today, I thought I would kind of hone us in on that number three category. Do you know why you want to keep improving? And so if we're all okay with that, here's where I quit talking as much, which is the job of the facilitator. I'm really not a teacher for purposes of the mastermind. I'm here to help facilitate discussion. And so it's more important what everybody else is going to be saying. But what I want to open up to the group, and I'll, for purposes of order on this, I'll try to give it kind of a round robin. But the first question, we probably only need a couple of people to answer, and that is, you know, what is it when he says, do you know why you want to keep improving? What is it about the why that you think is so important to this law of consistency? And I think there's some background noise on somebody.
Yeah, I'm hearing somebody doing paperwork or something. Shuffling. Okay.
Would anybody like to tackle that question? What is it about the why that you think it is so important to this law of consistency?
John, I'd be glad to jump in. This is Danny.
Yes, sir.
If I have clearly defined my why, then it helps me to keep going even in the face of difficulty, adversity, failure, whatever the obstacle might be. But the why relates back to my life purpose. It relates back to my values. And those are things that are non-negotiable. And so until I determine the why, I'll always have trouble with the what and the when.
So Danny, when you say that they're non-negotiable, is it because the time that you've spent and the amount of thought you've put in that to finally come up with that why? That's a pretty powerful statement you just said, and I just want to clarify.
I think it has to do with some of that, John. But the probably the deeper reason is unless my why is coming from the core of my being, then I will be more prone to be discouraged and quit. But if the why is coming from the core of my being and has been established through a lot of reflection and a lot of investigation and assessment of who I am, then if what I'm doing is prompted by that why from the core of my being, then I'm going to be a whole lot more diligent in seeing that come to fruition.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Does anyone else have any thoughts around anything that Danny just said or pertaining to the question?
Yeah, this is Alan Dorsey. I'll jump in and chime on that. I think the why is ultimately the first part of the law of consistency. It's around the motivation. It's what drives you. And the same thing that Danny has talked about. You know, in the words of John, he puts it motivated. His motivation gets you going. I think it's your why that definitely does get you going, but it has to be something that's strong enough to keep you going in the first of no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And people have different reasons for why they do things, but when you start talking about planning out your life purpose and your goals and things like that, you got to be pretty specific in terms of why you're doing what you're doing. I mean, I often reflect on, I mean, even as I joined the John Maxwell program, well, why did I join the Maxwell program? Because I thought it would be something of value that could help me achieve some of the goals that I have in life around helping other folks and helping them become all that they can be. And at the same time, in the same process, I develop myself. So the why is critically important to make sure that no matter what happens, that you continue to move and you continue to move in the direction of your purpose.
You know, it's interesting. I heard a statistic from a local gym here in Austin that, everybody signs up to go to the gym at the beginning of January. They have an 85% drop-off and participation by March. 85. So why do you think that is?
You asking that question to the group, John?
Yes, I'm
think
sorry.
Sorry, this is Barry.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's because they're not clear. People don't have that clarity to get there.
Exactly. So...
And I also think that the pain threshold of quitting is just low. You know, if you have a strong enough why, quitting is going to hurt. You know, it's going to burn through you through and through. But if you got a low pain threshold on your why, then it's easy to quit. It's easy to go to doc, I'll just pick that up next time. Or it's easy to make excuses around, well, everyone else does it, so it's no big deal. But if you are focused on what you really want to do and why you need to do it, like if that exercise routine is connected to some major health challenge and you knew that it was a life or death situation, I can assure you your why is going to be a lot more powerful.
Well said, Alan.
So Randy and Natalie, just as a little break on the power of what Alan is saying, what you may not know is Alan knows what his why is in the Maxwell team, and he's been an inspiration to all of us because he's gone through chemotherapy over the past year, and he was leading mastermind groups from his hospital bed.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Did it. So he knows what a why is.
Yes,
wow.
Very proud of him.
That's awesome.
So are there any thoughts, though, about that why? Of why is it so important? Because y'all have given some great answers. I want to give everybody a chance if you have something.
Bridget.
I totally agree with Danny that the why comes from our core, but I believe we need something outside of ourselves to pull us toward our greater self, and that our why generally lies outside of us.
Mm. How do you find it?
It comes from your core. Again, I agree with him on that, but I believe it's generally in helping other people or in creating something that is outside of us that will draw us to be in our greater self.
Mm. Right on.
That makes
Thank
sense.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, maybe I could throw something in there, too, that might add clarity to the question. My why, my purpose, this Barry again, is building what matters, and what matters is people. And, you know, my why revolves around adding value, you know, on a daily basis to, you know, help people who are willing to invest in themselves reach another level. And, you know, I love what everybody's saying, you know, what Danny said about the core from within your values. When that why is strong, and Alan's a great representation of that with what he's been through, when that why is that strong and your vision is that clear, typically it's going to fall outside yourself, just like Bridget's saying. You know, it's going to revolve around a greater good.
But you know, this is Alan, but I also think the why is within, because, you know, I had a strong, since you've already brought it up, you know, I was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia on the 21st of September, and I started chemo on the 26th of September, and I started mastermind groups about a few weeks early, and they were all face-to-face groups. And I went to this group and said to them, hey, guys, I got this diagnosis, but I want to continue to do what I'm doing because I think it's going to add so much value, not only to you, but also to me, and continue to allow me to move in the right direction. Of course, every one of them agreed, and there was no quitting for me. It was like if they'd have said no, then I'd have found another way to keep going with some other groups. But there were six groups. There were six groups that I led through the course of that month.
Wow.
Mastermind discussions while I was here, while I was in the hospital. And actually, I'm talking to you from the hospital today as I go to another third round of chemo. So for me, it's about what's within me and why I'm doing what I'm doing to move forward. My life purpose is to help others succeed in the way that helps them to become successful. And the mastermind groups, in my mind, is a great way of doing that because it does bring this thought process, as John has already talked about, up in front in terms of what is a mastermind. Two or more people come together in the spirit of harmony tips to achieve a specific objective, and this objective is all about leadership growth and development. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of powerful. So I think the why, while it may be something outside, like my family, you know, there is a strong enough why I do this because I want to leave a legacy. And we talk about the law of legacy, you know, in the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership from the John's other books, but we talk about that. But that's another why that drives me forward. But the first why is I'm doing this because I want to add value to them, and I think you find that within.
Congratulations.
And, John, this is Dorothy. This is Dorothy, and I am so aligned with what Alan just said because I think the why, which, you know, when the why is there, as we said and as Danny said, it's coming so deeply from the core that no matter what sort of obstacles come in the past, we will find a way over, under, around, or through in order to continue to move forward. And so if it's coming from the internal, there are external benefits that go out to others, but that real deep why is how we can provide that to others. That internal force.
Excellent. No, that is great. Great feedback. And so as we talk about that why, and we even segued into another question that I was going to be asking, but before we go a little bit further, I want to exhaust this why question for a second. All of us on the Maxwell team have been mentored by Paul Martinelli. And one of the things that I found that was very crucial to me, that the best kind of example for me right now with a why outside of just serving others was with just my personal health goals. And one of the things that our mentor Paul had said was taking yourself and asking yourself, why is this important? And giving yourself an honest answer. And then asking, why is that important? And until you're basically completely mentally and emotionally exhausted from asking yourself why, until you can't answer it anymore. And when you get to the end of that rope where there's just not another higher why, you found it. To give it a practice, I'll just be a little transparent. For years, I've always set, you know, gym goals, and I've been for years those one of those people that are the 85% that quit by March. This past summer, I went through that whole exhaustive approach to health and why it was important for me, and I can tell you, I've never been more consistent, more healthier, more energetic, more focused on working out, all because I exhausted myself to make sure I got to the highest level why that I possibly could get to. Because in the past, I just said, why is it important? Because I want to be healthy. Well, why is that important? Well, because I want to get my body in shape so I feel better about myself. Well, why is that important? So that when I am speaking and I'm teaching and training and helping others, that I won't even second guess what they're thinking about me. It sounds a little vain, but it's true. And then why is that important? So that I can remove that roadblock and be able to take them to a higher level without my agenda getting in the way. Because that was the only thing that was really preventing me, you know, when I'm thinking about myself. Well, why is that important? So that I can serve their highest good. But ultimately, it boils down. When I get up in the morning and I'm heading out to the gym, when I don't, and I got to tell you, I hate the gym. I don't like it. I'm not going to lie. I hate it. But I go do it. And I bust my backside there because it's more than just about me now. That goal has been more, it's easy to let just myself down, but it's now at a much higher purpose than that. So anyway, that was
that's fantastic.
Kind of the why on that. So, Alan, I want to. What did anybody else have something to say on?
John, I can I echo what you just said?
Sure, go for it.
This is Danny. The you know, most of us, I guess, all of us are coaches, and every good coach has a coach, and my coach grilled me on this very on the workout, the physical workout thing, because I was being real sporadic about it. Actually, I was being spasmodic about it, I guess.
You know, none at all, huh?
Yeah, when, you know, whenever the urge hit me, I went. But one of the things my coach asked me was, you know, why do you want to work out? And why do you want to do physical exercise? Why do you want to do cardio and weights and yada, yada? And we started working through that why. And one thing my coach asked me that just really grilled me was, you know, what benefit would there be to you being in better physical condition to people you love, to people you serve? And I've been holding that image in my head as I've become more disciplined in my workouts because, yeah, I want to be physically fit, and I'm concerned about my health and all of that, but those things have never been a strong enough motivator for me. But now that inner core value of being able to add value to other people to help them maximize their potential is hindered if I'm not in good enough physical shape to be able to do that. They benefit from my working out.
That's right.
There's more energy and there's more focus and there's more discipline built into my life, and I'm able to help more people, which drives back to that inner why. And I think that's, you know, I, as you were talking, it just kind of popped up that I've been there and done that. It's the same kind of process, but that's what's driving me now.
And that keeps the consistency in place.
Absolutely. You know, because it's not just about me. And it's not just about my health, because I, you know, that's just not a big enough motivator for me. But knowing that my physical condition impacts the way that I can add value to other people. You know, I'm talking to people about living a disciplined life and getting their stuff done. And if my lack of discipline shows up in my body composition,
it would be contradicting a little, right? It
yes.
forces you to really walk your talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
That's excellent. Thank you for sharing, Danny.
Sure.
Thank you.
As we go and we think about that why, then, I think it's important to not discount the fact that there is still a feeling of wanting to quit. And so I just, before we move on to another question, I'm going to leave us off this second question with Alan. Alan, you've been going through chemotherapy, and you've had, and I know that journey because I've gone that journey with my dad, of how it saps the life out of you. And so there had to be moments where you felt like quitting, but you didn't. Would that be fair to say?
Well, strangely enough.
Just doing mastermind.
Well, strangely enough, there was never a moment when I wanted to quit.
Wow.
There was never, ever, ever a moment when I wanted to quit. And it was all because, see, the mastermind groups, it was important to me, I think, to continue to serve the people that I've started to serve in the mastermind group. And trust me, every last one of them said, Alan, you need to go and get better. They were focusing on me. It would have been easy enough for me to quit. But I said, no, I need to continue to promise to deliver what I said I was going to deliver. And guess what, guys? At the same time as I deliver this, I am going to get better.
Mm.
So there was never, ever a moment where I ever wanted to quit. Now, don't get me wrong. There were moments where I didn't feel good and I needed somebody to step in and say, hey, can you facilitate the group? But it wasn't calling up to say I'm counseling the group today. It was calling somebody on the team to say, hey, can you lead this group discussion for me? And I did have, you know, one of the team members on the Jocksman, John Maxwell team, do that, which was Chris Robinson. He stepped in and he helped me out on a day when my energy level was so zapped from the chemo that I couldn't do it. But I never had the thought of quitting on the group. Never, ever, ever, because my why was just too strong. I was driven by the fact that I need to be able to deliver this, not only so I can help the people that I've been called to serve, but that I can also serve myself in the same process. Because there's evidence that show that when you have a positive mental attitude, when you're going through a health issue, you can overcome it a lot quicker. So that was another driving part of my why that says I got to keep myself positive, motivated. And these 15 invaluable laws, all of John C. Maxwell's programs, they're positive, inspirational, motivational content that just keeps you moving in the direction of growth and development. So I never, ever wanted to quit, never.
Yeah, and I'd like to just, Barry, again, I want to jump in on that real quick and certainly not to minimize anything that Alan's been through and what he's accomplished, but he just hit on a key piece just finishing up there about what we've been through on the John Maxwell team and what the mastermind process will do. I mean, after all, we're talking about a book called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, and everybody on this call right now facilitating these groups has an intent to get their participants to another level. And it's not just an attitude that just kind of shows up someday. It takes work, you know, and that's part of the why. And that, to me, really sums up this law of consistency. Consistency builds a habit. And, you know, you can see the power of Alan's habits just in what he pulled through. And I kind of followed along. He was making some videos, and I was pulling and praying for him all the time. But I know that his being part of a Maxwell team, and Alan, disagree with me if you want. I'm making an assumption here, but I know the training and the process of some of the things we've been doing helped to give him the strength to do that. Physical, yeah. Mental, spiritual, the whole works.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's just no doubt about it. That being able to tap into the group, just being able to have a forum to communicate with the group in terms of how I was doing was enough to keep me going, to know that I need to know that I had an obligation because I made a commitment to have updates in terms of my health status. I called them 5, 6, 7 in health status updates, and the topic of it was when life throws you a curveball, what do you do? And I was giving folks updates. So there's no doubt the team allowed me to continue to heal and move in the right direction.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Well, hey, John, John, this is Randy Zachary. Just to let you know, we've got about 7 minutes. And this has been amazing. And so I don't know if you want to, you know, maybe tackle another one of those questions. And everybody just be aware we have about 7 minutes. But this has been powerful. And, again, you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. And what we're doing here is a mastermind group virtual role play. John Griffin is facilitating. And Danny Glover, Bridget McAdams, Barry Smith, Alan Dorsey, and Dorothy Bonavillian, I believe. Is with us, and thank you all for adding value, and just this has been huge. And John, I'm going to let you kind of continue, just knowing we got about 6 minutes or so.
Okay, perfect. First, thank you all. You guys have provided a lot of value. I've been enriched already by our discussion. I want to kind of leave us with one question here, and if we do have time, I want to ask you what do you plan to do with some meaningful steps this week to apply this law. But and to give Bridget and Dorothy a chance to chime in as well, if I could start with y'all, why is it important, you know, as we talk about this why is it important that it be your why and not somebody else's or what somebody else projects on you, but why is it important that it be your why?
Bridget, do you want to go first, or do you want me to start?
Go ahead and jump in there.
I think it has to be our own why, because, again, it has to come, it has to be driven from within. And everyone, I mean, my belief and our belief on the John Maxwell team is that we all are here for a purpose. And a lot of people don't reflect and go deep enough to really discover that purpose. But if we are aware of our purpose, And I certainly am of mine.
I haven't
totally fulfilled it yet, and it's going to take consistency. So what am I going to do? One of the things that I have to do is I've started a book, and I need to finish writing it. And, John, I know you've been going through that process. And going to John Maxwell's Day About Books and talking about writing, he said you have to write some every day. So what I have to do is be consistent and set a time for writing and just do that on a daily agenda. And so far, I've had other things that I've let interfere, but I'm at a point in time at the beginning of this year where I can no longer do that. I have to be consistent. I have to do my writing because it's through my writing that I can get my purpose out there.
Very good. Thank you, Dorothy, for sharing that. That's good. How about you, Bridget?
I completely agree with Dorothy that we'll never be fulfilled trying to live out somebody else's dream. And I believe our key purpose initially is to find out what our purpose is. Why did God put us here? And once we find that out, having the backbone and the faith to walk it out is really where the law of consistency comes into play. Because lots of times people won't support us because they want us to live their dream. And once we can really get a grasp of ours and then daily walk it out.
Wow.
Yep.
That's good. That
amen.
Falls right in line. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just amen to that.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll leave you with one thought on this then. And this goes back to kind of a biblical law, which is the law of reaping and sowing. You know, you sow a thought, you reap an action. You sow an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's the law of consistency. Everything that you sow falls in line, and the results are in direct proportion to what you're sowing. And you guys have all been sowing incredible seeds And we have the benefit of taking this offline and back onto the virtual world of Facebook to keep in touch. And I appreciate all of you participating. I'm sure we've probably got 1 or 2 minutes if anybody else had any final thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 to 3 minutes, actually.
Oh, good.
Lots of time.
All right.
We'll have to do this for an hour sometime.
Yeah, right on. Barry, Danny, Alan?
John, the only thing I would add is that you said lifestyle is the outcome of that. I like to think of it as being character.
Yeah.
That comes from the daily practice of those habits. I mean, we are who we are because of choices we've made in the past, not because of any choices anybody else has made or because of anything anybody else has done to us. We've had to make those choices, and this whole consistency issue is about knowing where you're going and staying on target with it.
Yeah, so. I agree with the group, too, on what you just said, and also, this is Natalie, just chiming in real quick, that we all do come here with a purpose, and if we listen to our spirit and soul, we get guided, and we know, we can pray, and I find it's really wonderful to either meditate in the morning or in the evening, and if we're curious, we can also pray and ask God, but before you go to sleep, you can say, okay, what is it, and that why, we know the why, and it's kind of like, you know, where you sleep and then you wake up and you're just so ready to finish the why, and there's no doubt. Somebody could try to get you off track or throw something else in, and if it doesn't fit your value system and soul, you're just not even going there, and you just know it. It just keeps coming back. I found that in life where we try to maybe try different things or different projects or whatever, and we just keep coming back to what we're supposed to do if we listen. It's kind of neat. So.
That's great.
Great.
Thank you for sharing that, Natalie.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Any final thoughts?
I just wanted to, real quick, this is Barry again. You know, anybody listening to this, if you can't answer the question, what is your purpose? Start there. When you have the clarity on your purpose, it empowers you and allows you to use some of these laws at levels you know you don't even understand right now. And there's nothing magic about it. It's just being consistent, like the law we're talking about, and being intentional, which happens to be another law in this book. When you have your purpose and you can identify that, you understand it, everything else falls in line. There's
absolutely
much less gray area. Things are black and white. They either align with your purpose or they don't. And I'll be honest with you, it makes life a whole lot easier.
You learn how to say no faster, don't you? Have you noticed that?
You bet.
Because everybody offers you, oh, do this. No, that's not going to work. It doesn't work. It doesn't feel right. It's not part of my...
That's so true.
Where I'm supposed to go. I think getting older helps with that too, though.
And that makes for an excellent time management tool.
Absolutely.
Yes,
hey, John Griffin. Hey, John, thank you so much. And Barry and Bridget and Dorothy, Alan and Danny, bless you guys. This has been awesome. And, you know, gives people a little bit of a taste of what a mastermind group is. And I think both for, you know, new folks in the Maxwell team, but also for people kind of out there who might be listening going, huh, this is kind of cool. Just kind of break down some, you know, concepts and interact with others.
Love it.
We would totally recommend it, absolutely. And, John, what is your contact information? Where's the website or something folks can get a hold of you?
They can do that through, and actually any of us, they can find us on the johnmaxwellgroup.com/, and any of our names. So mine would be John Griffin.
Okay. Very, very cool.
Great.
And thanks again, you guys. Bless you. And appreciate you hanging out with us. And adding value today. And Natalie, we have
everybody. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. It's been wonderful. And to everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Blessings,
thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.